Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Let me just read for you, Scott, and then you can respond, what the attorney for the family said. Punishing individuals, including children as young as 4 years old, for the purported actions of their relatives is a feature of medieval justice systems or police state dictatorships, not democracies.
Is this family in the country legally or not?
Actually, I'm not sure.
I think they may not
be.
And obviously in the household, you have extreme radicalism, and that has now led to the literal burning of American citizens on the streets of this country in a clear act of domestic terrorism. And so, again, we have an individual district court judge stepping in here to try to prevent the commander-in-chief of the United States from protecting Americans from a clear invasion of radicalism.
That's, of course, Scott Jennings on CNN making some wise points that otherwise wouldn't be on CNN. This is Ryan Wiggins filling in for Annie Frye. Love to get to talk to Hans von Spakovsky.
We the people of the United States.
More perfect.
In order to form of our perfect union.
Heritage legal expert Hans von Spakovsky.
Hans, I just got back from vacation, but I did see this story, and I was catching up this morning. A judge has blocked the deportation of this family, of the suspect, from being deported, even though they're here illegally. Am I getting that right?
Yeah, which I don't understand at all, because the father, the terrorist, overstayed his visa. And when you overstay your visa under federal immigration law, you are immediately deportable. And if he overstayed his visa, it means his family did the same, assuming they even had permission to be in the country. So this is once again a federal district court judge acting outside of the law.
Hans, what is even the judge's rationale here? Because that seems pretty open and shut to me.
I don't know what the judge's rationale is.
Okay, good.
And that's the case in so many of these injunctions. I'll give you another example of this where there is no rationale. Recently, the Supreme Court issued an emergency stay stopping and suspending an injunction who'd been issued by a lower court judge over the fact that administration had ended the mass parole they granted to illegal aliens from a number of countries, Nicaragua, Venezuela, Cuba, 500,000. And what was the reason given by the judge? Well, it wouldn't be in the public interest to do that. Well, the public interest? That's what Congress decides, not you, judge. You're supposed to enforce the law. But that tells you just how out of control these judges are.
Well, yeah, and if you use public interest, you could just make up whatever you want and say, I feel as if that would be against what I think would be good. Sounds like? Not me, of course, not a legal expert, but I'm looking at this case and going, okay, the idea of process and due process seems to be coming up over and over. And I may have asked you this before when I was in here with Annie in the last couple months. But do illegal immigrants have the right to due process in the same way an American citizen does?
No. No, the answer is no. And here's the what confuses people, particularly people on the left. Immigration proceedings are not criminal proceedings. They're civil proceedings. And the reason that's important is this. Look, if you're being criminally prosecuted, you know, for burglary, rape, assault, whatever, yeah, you're entitled to the constitutional due process rights. It doesn't matter whether you're a citizen or you're an alien, whether you're here legally or illegally. But an immigration proceeding, an action by the government to remove you from the country, is a civil proceeding, not a criminal proceeding. And so therefore, you know, everybody knows this from watching TV, right? What do the cops have to do when they arrest you? They have to read you your Miranda rights, right?
Right.
You have the right to remain silent. You have a right to a lawyer. The government doesn't have to do that when they arrest and detain an illegal alien. No Miranda rights apply. Not only that, but the government doesn't have to furnish you with a lawyer. Why? Because it's a civil proceeding, and particularly for aliens, your due process rights, yeah, you have some, but they are not coextensive with what American citizens get.
You know, Stephen Miller said this a few weeks ago, and I actually printed it out from Twitter because I thought it was such a good quote. I wish I had in front of me right now because you're talking kind of brought it to mind. That the number of district court judges and federal judges, I'm going to get it wrong, but it was something like 400 to 600 people basically are acting as president right now because they
That's
can
right.
issue orders on things that the elected president has done that we've never really seen this happen before in American history, at least not to this extent.
No, that is exactly right. There wasn't even a nationwide injunction ever issued in our history until 1963. Mm. And until the first Trump presidency, the number was very small. We're now at the point where I think something like 3/4 of the total number of nationwide injunctions ever issued in U.S. history have all been issued against who? The Trump administration.
That's amazing. That is amazing. So in 1963, now you've got me curious, Hans von Spakovsky with a senior legal fellow, Heritage Foundation. Now you got me curious. In 1963, had that always existed constitutionally and somebody just finally
no.
used it, or they kind of make that up?
No, they made it up. They made it up. The rules are very strict about this, and hopefully the Supreme Court will finally step in and stop this. Now, the one thing I do have to say is, look, this is really frustrating. But on the other hand, what people are overlooking is that the Trump administration actually has won some pretty significant victories at the Supreme Court already, because what's happening with almost every one of these cases is they're filing emergency appeals of these injunctions to the Supreme Court. And in I've counted almost a dozen cases where the Supreme Court has stepped in, issued a stay, and allowed what they were doing to go forward. I mean, like what I was just talking about, when a lower court judge said, oh, you can't revoke the mass parole of 500,000 illegal aliens in the country, the Supreme Court stepped in and said, yes, you can.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hans, is the Supreme Court playing it safe right now? Are they going to have to address this issue head on, and they're just reluctant to do so? And are they going to do that soon? Are they going to have to do that soon?
Well, I think they're going to have to do it soon. And the reason is that on May 15th, you know, they heard oral arguments in a case involving the birthright citizenship issue. But the issue before the court were the nationwide injunctions issued by three different judges in three different states. And they weren't talking, they weren't arguing about the substantive merits. In other words, is Trump correct in his interpretation of the citizenship clause? They were talking about the appropriateness of a nationwide injunction. So we're going to get a decision. You know, what's today, June 5th? The Supreme Court term ends on June 30th. So we're going to get a decision from them between now and June 30th on nationwide injunctions in this particular case, birthright citizenship. And I suspect they're going to lay out prominently rules that are going to affect all these other cases. At least I hope they do.
Hans, before we run out of time with you, because you keep saying things that I'm like, oh, that, I wanted to ask you about that too. With Trump and all these nationwide injunctions, nobody can argue, if you're paying attention at all, that the courts are actively, you know, you can say weaponizing themselves against the elected president of the United States right now. But the left would say, well, it's because Trump is so out of line. You know, he's doing things that the courts have to stop because they're so illegal. I just wondered if you could address that.
That is just simply not true. And again, I give you another example of what we're talking about, the fact that, you know, the president has the power to give illegal aliens what's called temporary protected status, which makes them legal for a short amount of time. And what the statute says is TPS can be extended to people who are from a country where some emergency has happened. And the best example of that is, remember some years ago when the huge hurricane hit Haiti, the president gave temporary protected status to Haitians who came to the U.S. That is totally within the prerogative of the president to grant that, which means it's totally within the prerogative of a president to end it. And yet when the president ended temporary protected status of Venezuelan nationals that the Biden administration had granted, you had a lower court saying, oh, no, you can't do that. How can it be within the discretion of a president to grant it, but it's not within the discretion of the president to end it? The statute makes it very clear it is. And yet you had this judge ruling against the president. It's the judges who are acting illegally, not President Trump.
Mm. Well, hopefully the Supreme Court can get this right, and we'll continue to talk to you about it, because I'm gonna give you a suggestion, Hans. Don't go on vacation ever. Because if you do, catching up in the Trump era is really tough when you come back, because so much happens in a week.
All right. I'll tell my wife that I can't go on a vacation this summer.
You can tell her I said so.
I will do that.
Thanks, Hans von Spakovsky, Senior Legal Fellow, Heritage Foundation. We talk to him every week, and we will continue to, because things like that are, there's so much involved. You know, there's so much. The difference between a district court and a federal court and a D.C. Circuit Court and the Supreme Court. I think we all understand the Supreme Court, but there's just so much to it and the process that it has to play out. I was just glad to hear a good reminder there that Trump actually is winning a lot of these cases. They're just gumming up the works. You know, these judges, these activist judges are ultimately acting illegally. That's what's being determined. Like, let's call it what it is. When the Supreme Court comes out and goes, no, you're wrong, they're saying you acted illegally. You, a judge, were wrong in this ruling, and we have to correct it now. And they don't really like that. So hopefully what we see at the Supreme Court level is them somehow managing the national injunctions issue, because that is a court issue. Now, could Congress address it? Yes, they could, but they're not going to get 60 votes. They're not going to get the vast majority or even a few of Democrats to. They can't even get Republicans to agree on everything on it right now. So the court will have to decide that, and we just hope and pray that they will decide correctly, not just for Trump's term. That's the thing. When you set a precedent like that, you want it to be a good precedent for the moment, but also for the next president so that they couldn't abuse it in some other way. So anyway, a couple shout-outs before we get to Wiggins America in the next segment. People joining us in the chat today, and I actually just went on vacation and stayed with my cousin Kristen and Mike, and they listen, and Jaden and Taylor, I think, all listen. So big shout outs to family living outside the St. Louis area who are probably tuned in right now. Hello to everybody, but also people who are in the chat right now. Brad, who are new.
Yeah, yeah. There's some members of my youth group in the chat.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Yeah, so that Jaylee and Henry and Caitlin. Hi, guys. Good to see you back today.
So how was the last week or so? Fine? Everything run smooth?
I mean, everything went good.
Because me and Annie both being out is a little bit like, we didn't mean to do that.
Well,
but.
You and Annie both being out means that the stuff that you do post-show and the stuff that she does post-show has to still get done. And so that falls on me and Ethan. And Ethan also has responsibilities with the Reardon show. So a lot more stuff has to get done with a lot less people doing it. But we managed. We got through.
I did see a couple of your, you know, videos and posts and things that you put out, and I'm always interested to see what's going on when we're not here. So good job on that. When I'm here and Annie's not here, now you guys didn't do Wiggins America when I was gone, did
you? We did Be or Not to Be on Friday.
Okay.
And then Ethan did a Monday roundup.
Oh, so you did like parts of it, but not every day. So when I'm here, I'm like, Ethan, you have to do Wiggins America. Because I think maybe a part of me, without knowing it, just has ego. And I have to get my name in the show somehow without just saying my name is Ryan Wiggins filling in for Annie Fry over and over and over, which I already do.
Yeah. I got to be honest with you. Ethan's a little miffed at you.
I know.
And it's because you didn't put his name in the Manny Fry show open and stingers.
Oh, it's true. I didn't. I said Ryan and Brad are in, which you used for Ryan Recker,
yes,
which was funny.
Which is accurate.
and it's still true. But he's right. I need to get Ethan in there somehow. Well, I'll make it up to him. As you have known by listening to the show enough now, hopefully, I made a special open for when Ethan hosts Wiggins America. Mm-hmm. And that is unique to him.
And he loves it.
It's very strong.
It's a great open.
Yeah. Stick around to hear that next if you've never heard it. And to hear what Ethan is bringing in for Wiggins America next on the Annie Fry Show.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.